This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Randy. In fact, Randy's been holding so long, we put him on hold. I'll give him a free Hillary for President t-shirt, limited edition. We're going to go to him in a second. Maverick in Texas is a pilot. What's your take on the shoot down of this Russian aircraft and then blowing up the rescue helicopter well inside Syria with a U.S.-made tow missile? I mean, this is just sickening, and now the Russians have said there's going to be a grievous response to the Turks. What do you think?
Alex, it's simple. Solving 9/11 ends the war. Christopher Bolin, in his book and lectures, Solving 9/11, The Deception That Changed the World, is an indictment of those at the top responsible for 9/11, the real terrorists. Everything that we discussed thus far is only a byproduct, and it means that these same people are still running the criminal elements. These are the criminal elements you always speak to that are inside our government even today.
Well, I haven't read Bolin's book. I think I may have interviewed that guy like 15 years ago or something. He went off the radar. He wrote for American Free Press, didn't he?
He was an investigative journalist at the time of 9/11, happened to be in New York City and was being paid to and encouraged. His specials were false flags. And also, Dr. Stephen Jones, who he'll speak to in 2009.
I've interviewed him. I've interviewed him a bunch, yeah.
You have. There's about seven doctors that have signed on to papers that have been extremely peer-reviewed that end the debate as to the official story of 9/11. The nanothermite that is detectable, reproducible, and using the most high-tech equipment shows there's no way Osama bin Laden, which takes months to install the nanothermite, had anything to do with that.
No, I understand they blew up Building 7. I've got Jones in films I made. I mean, really, I'm aware of 9/11 truth. I started it, literally. The issue is we can prove with the 28 pages that Saudi Arabia was involved. Our government ordered a stand down. That's been proven. That opens up the whole deal. Then you find everything out. If you go to the public, get into nanothermite, which I've done. I made films about it. Then they can try to debate it, even if, I mean, you're correct. And the national, you know, NIST has admitted that Building 7 fell at free fall. And I've interviewed the firefighters that saw the molten lava. And they admitted the bombs. And they blew up Building 7 and announced it beforehand. Believe me, I know. I put on the 9/11, you know, event in L.A. that was on C-SPAN. All of it. And got death threats out the wazoo. It's just now people say, well, why do you go to something that only shows part of it, like the 28 pages? It's like getting Al Capone on his taxes. Now, you say you're a pilot. We're kind of getting to 9/11 now. I wanted to get your take on the shoot down of the aircraft real quick and the situation with the helicopter.
Yes, and I will. And this all goes back to 9/11. Sybil Edmonds, who blew the whistle almost initially, the most gagged woman in history.
We've had her on many times, yes.
Yes, you have, and I'm, thank God. But she's already drawn all evidence, testimony, and connection between the Turks that were running Dennis Hastert, now known as a pedophile, under control of larger forces. Now, I need to say this. Christopher Bolin lays out the people, and they have one organization. It's PNAC at a low level. It is a Zionist movement, and the Bible speaks to the Jews that say they are Jews and are not, and are over satanic
synagogue.
It goes on today. Yeah. So this is,
you know, I mean, there's obviously a Jewish mafia involved at the highest levels of the world order, the Rothschilds, the rest of it. I'm not denying the fact that that's there. My only issue is people act like corrupt people in Israel have the corner on Machiavellian operations, and I just That's where I go with this. I don't think Israel is the only mover in all of this. I mean, look at Israel. They're over there killing their own presidents and prime ministers. I mean, so I just don't think it's one monolith. I mean, the folks that think Israel run everything, they think I actually am Jewish and I get orders from Israel. I mean, it's just not true.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
My fellow patriots, anyone that listens to my broadcast for any length of time knows that I can't stand Black Friday, a mindless, idiotic exercise in pure blind consumerism. I'm for prosperity. I'm for having good products to make our lives better, but I don't just mindlessly worship the holiday where we're supposedly getting the best deal ever, and statistics show it's one of the worst days to shop. That's why we are taking the InfoWar to the next level and actually making InfoWarsStore.com Black Friday a super deal. Everything in the store gets free shipping right through the weekend of Black Friday and into next week. Store-wide free shipping on everything, and we're offering some of the best deals ever on nutraceuticals like DNA Force, 33% off. You're getting super high-quality products at the lowest prices, and you're getting free shipping. InfoWarsStore.com. Check it out today or call 888-253-3139.
You pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you. You.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
All right, I'm going to take one more call for now on the downing of the Russian aircraft and the jihadis blowing up the rescue helicopter. If you're not a TV viewer or a radio listener, you really should go to InfoWars.com and actually watch the footage shot by the jihadis over the Turkey border a mile and a half into Syria, blowing up the rescue helicopter. After they leave the dead bodies of the pilots they've killed out there for the helicopter to land and get them, and then blowing it up. I mean, just to see Russia fighting actual Al-Qaeda and Turkey working with them, buying the oil, it's amazing. I'm going to get into the economy. A special Black Friday report here in a moment with Leanne McAdoo on the street. After we talk to Randy in Texas. Randy, you're a trooper for holding. Thank you for staying with us, a former Navy. You're the last caller for now on this subject. What is your view on this huge escalation? Again, two dead pilots, the dead helicopter crew. In the scheme of things, it's a tragedy, but why is it our top story? Because every analyst out there says this is going to just continue to escalate, and now we've gotten 2 minutes closer to midnight, in my view. Randy, what do you say?
Well, I say that it ought to be interesting to see what Russia's response is to this incident. I figure that probably what they're going to do is step up the attacks on the tanker trucks.
That's a good idea. I mean, it's better than, oops, bombs start falling over on the side of Turkey. I mean, Russia might go ahead and just start bombing the jihadis across the border and just let Turkey have the next move.
Yeah, it could happen that way, but I think Putin's a lot smarter than that. He doesn't want to get drug in to a protracted ground war over there.
You're absolutely right, but you're kind of like can't be half pregnant. You either are or you aren't, and this is a ground war. And they now are sending in more U.S. troops to basically back the jihadis and be human shields. Now, the real war is here in America and in Europe to just get the public to see the light of day. That's all you got to do. Stick your head out the window, open the shades. There it is. You know, 10 o'clock in the morning, birds jumping around the backyard. I mean, just open the door, look at the facts that our governments are running with jihadis to destabilize the world. They're opening our borders up, bringing them in here to attack us, using the threat of the terrorists to take our rights. That's the program, and the war is an info war. 90% of this war is an info war. It was an info war 2 years ago that stopped the U.S. military from openly being the air force for al-Qaeda to start bombing, you know, cities in Syria. So we've already had some major info war victories for the moral authority of this country. We the people are the country. George Washington is the country. George Washington Carver is the country. Not the globalist hijackers of the nation. They have hijacked us, but they don't speak for us. It'd be like if somebody stole your car and went around running people over with it. You would want to announce and call the police. Hey, that's not me with that car I see on the news running folks over with this license plate number. That was stolen. And let me help you, you know, find out who might have stolen it, because I saw on the news the video of this guy running people over. Because if you don't explain, you're not the one driving the car. You're going to go to jail. Well, it's the same thing. We've been hijacked. Now we're going to try to get our country back. And if we can't get our country back by abstention, we become guilty. And most Americans, I'm just going to say it, I love America. America is exceptional in many ways. There's still a lot of good people here. But we've also become exceptionally spoiled and arrogant and evil and disconnected from reality. The average American can't find Turkey on a map. It's like Hillary made a joke when they said, you know, what were you doing with the weapons to Turkey from Benghazi? And she said, what's this about turkeys? Why are we talking about turkeys? And everybody laughed because she knew the viewing audience would think that they were talking about a bird, a 22-pound smoked bird. Delicious, tasty bird. I don't think about Thanksgiving, but anything else, Randy?
No, that's just about it. I would like to put in one little note. I try to wake up people every day, and I'll wake up one or two, and then they go around and start waking up one or two, and that's how we fight the info war.
Very well said, my friend. God bless you. By the way, before I was on this jag today about arming ISIS and all the situation, Matt Drudge, already on the same page, had tweeted, there's an article at InfoWars.com, Drudge tweets, America has been arming ISIS. Here's the full tweet. A shocking truth is unfolding. America has been arming ISIS. And for you, an informed listener, you're like, well, tell us something we don't know. Well, this is Matt Drudge telling all the mainline Republicans this. This is Matt Drudge sticking his neck out there and then linking to the proof where our own government admits it. So Steve Watson's article backs up what Drudge is saying. Very important to get this out to everybody you know, because this can stop the carnage and the evil. And you can just write off, you know, Syria and say, oh, let them all kill each other, whatever. Sunni, Shiite, jihadi, let them do it. They're doing it to create a conduit to dump the huge migration waves into Turkey, right into Europe. They're blowing up the main southeastern gate of Europe. You know, Constantinople's the main invasion route the Muslims used before, over and over again. It's called Istanbul today. It fell. It was never retaken. The great blue cathedral is now the blue mosque. So we'll suffer the same fates of those Christians in Syria. Let's go to this very informative report, also pretty silly. But I'll say we're not as bad as L.A., where 9 out of 10 people would say, you know, ban Black Friday. But it's close. We did find some people that, well, we're just showing you what we found, that said ban Black Friday because it has the word black in it. And we're illustrating this because, again, they want to ban brown paper bags because it's hurtful, or all these phantoms of racism instead of the fact that we're all being discriminated against by having our liberties taken. Here is Leanne McAdoo's report.
Do you think that Black Friday has a racist connotation?
Not really.
Honestly, yeah. Thinking about that, I never really thought about it in that way with racist connotations.
I can see how it could be definitely offensive to people. I don't know where my opinion stands on it.
As far as that goes, sorry, I'm just going
to... I'm not familiar with the historical connotations of Black Friday.
Hit pause.
So I'm not...
Back it up to the start. I'm going to skip the network break, but last one of the week, I'm going to behead myself. When you look at these women and these men, you see helplessness. You see weakness. You see softness to a level never before seen in humans. You see a disconnection from reality. A foppish, sycophantic, jellyfish-like spirit. And it's very frightening because there are armies of these people who have the right to vote. Do I guarantee you, if you ask those same people, do you support Obama fighting Assad? They say, oh, yes, I do. I appreciate him, his Nobel Peace Prize. Oh, yeah. I mean, these are dangerous people. Like the Mark Dice folks he talks to, where 9 out of 10 say, yes, arrest all gun owners. Okay, we're going to put them in forced labor camps. Oh, yeah, I'm sick of these people. A lot of these folks would sit by while you and I are putting handcuffs and drug off to some gulag, and just sit there on their little piggy hind ends thinking it's all cute. And they are the product of so much wealth and prosperity created by the free market. They are the byproduct. They are the leavings. And so I want a free market, but it is a paradox. It creates these spoiled, rotten people. And my children are spoiled and soft compared to my dad or compared to his father. I mean, I will tell you right now, we don't have the work ethic we did. I don't have it. I'm not knocking my kids. My children are a reflection of me. They're great children, really sweet. People love them. They're smart. Compared to a lot of kids, they're exceptional. People see my son on air. I mean, he was like 11, he was on air, and people were blown away. I've sat around with former top NASA rocket scientists at dinner, and they just, you know, love talking to Rex. Every dad thinks their kids are exceptional, but the point is, mine are. And yours are, too, in different ways. Humans are exceptional. But you just have this entitlement, and now they believe you conquer the world by getting in politically correct groups and then bitching and complaining and then finding phantoms of your lost liberty while every basic freedom we've got is being destroyed, being wrecking-balled, being demolished, being demolitioned in front of us. And if they can just feel good about something and say they support it, then they're all goofy and happy. But if you say, hey, I got some work for you to do in the fight against the, oh no, I got to go. But if they can, like, oh, yeah, I can see how that's offensive. Don't know the history of it. Black means, from accounting going back more than 400 years in Europe, black ink on the ledger is profit. Red ink is loss. And when you write something off or it's a loss, you're in the red. But see, none of these people know what it is to have a business or actually have to run things because they go to college and they get loans and they get hired at government or at Google to just conform. And you're not going to be around in the future. You're being weakened in the preparation to be soft-killed by the fluoride and the GMO and the shots, idiot. And you won't know when you're 35 dying of cancer why you're dying. You won't know why your neighbor's 20 and dying. You won't know why lung cancer's up in the last 20 years sevenfold in women. You won't know why every other baby's going to be retarded. You won't know because you already got killed. And then you look at somebody like me who's nothing special. I'm a throwback. That's what one of my grandfathers called me. And it wasn't an insult. But all the old men could see me and how I behaved as a young person like a man. They'd say, oh, this one, this is a good one. This is a throwback. It didn't mean I was throwing back. I was going to ride around the backs of horses. It meant I was aggressive. I had a look in my eye. I wanted knowledge. I knew how to talk to men. I wanted responsibility. I was a man when I was 12 years old, not arrested development at 30. Believe that I could go join some political organization to become a man and have some rite of passage. They've taken the rites of passage away. Thank God I had mine. Thank God my parents cut me loose and wouldn't call the police when I got beat up when I was a kid over 100 times before I learned how to fight. And it wasn't because they were bad people. They were good people. And I haven't done that with my children, and it makes me wonder. But the truth is, the world's too much of a dangerous place, and I have to give them mental prowess to understand the threats of the world, not physical, because that's how the fight of the future will be decided. And I've been a good father overall. But you've got to weigh the old ways with the new ways and realize the new ways are to turn us into these jellyfish. Let's go ahead and go back to the beginning of Leanne McAdoo's report. I will not interrupt at this time, but just listen to the abject, viciously dangerous ignorance of these people. And I don't hate them. If I was out on a mesa and there was a bunch of cows up on the top of it and somebody fired a gun off and it hit one of them in the rear end and it started stampeding, I don't hate 1,000 head of cattle running right at me. I don't have some personal thing against them. I don't get off intellectually in a sardonic way that I'm smarter than those cows. I see 1,000 cows coming at me. I'm looking for a hole to get in. I'm looking for a tree to climb. I'm looking for a way to get out of their way before they run me over, because a big pack of dumb people is as dangerous as it gets, and they'll stomp you into the ground. And they can be directed by the globalists to overrun everything we've ever built. They are a plague. Let's go to this clip.
Do you think that Black Friday has a racist connotation?
Not really.
Honestly, yeah. Think about that. I never really thought about it in that way with racist connotations.
I can see how it could be definitely offensive to people. I don't know where my opinion stands on it.
As far as that goes... Sorry, I'm just going
to... I'm not familiar with the historical connotations of Black Friday. So I'm not sure if that question even applies or not. Like, it could not, but I just don't know.
I don't even know what the beginning of Black... What are, like, the beginnings of Black Friday? What is, like, the origin of it?
Well, no one really knows, but there are a lot of things that people are alleging, and it's kind of like a Black Lives Matter concern with this, that it had something to do with slavery.
I said I wouldn't do it. Yes, Black Lives Matter is actually saying it's racist. So I said go out and ask if it's racist. They did research, and sure enough, people are already saying it. And everyone keeps saying they don't know. It's just time for businesses to get in the black, and a lot of states do the thing where they don't have any taxes on that day. So it's about you getting in the black, them getting in the black. It's about prosperity. That's what Black Friday is. Let's go back to it.
And that they would sell their slaves at a discount in order to, you know, get the plantations filled with workers for the harsh winter.
I think I did hear that before. But, I mean, now they do it for discount items.
Every year,
back it up again to that black guy. That's the smart person there. See, who cares if some slave owner started and built a university? You got a scholarship, you're going there. Who cares about freaking out about it? I mean, who cares if it was connected to racism? You get discounts on the day, at least, you see? So it's not racist because it doesn't mean that anymore. It's like if I say, give me a faggot, 50 years ago in England, that meant a cigarette. They still call them that there. And you say that here, somebody want to punch you in the nose. A faggot just means a burning ember of wood. But see, people taken over those words. They took the word gay, which meant a happy day, Kalu Kalay, Frabjous Day, it burbled as it went, and Snoople snorped. What is that, the Jabberwocky? Anyways, and burbled, is it? Let's go back to the piece. Sorry, here it is.
But I mean,
now they do it for discount items.
Every year, this people kind of they get a little bit offended by it, and so
really?
We.
Yeah.
Really?
I didn't even know that, dude.
Mm-hmm. Okay, the problem is who is being offended. Like, is it, like, the non-black community or is it the black community? Because if the black community is offended, then I would be more for changing it than if, like, someone who wasn't black was offended.
Oh.
You know, because they're the only ones who get to decide whether or not something has offensive connotations to them. Because
back up. Do you hear the level of idiocy here, of this weird, twisted logic? Well, if the black community is offended, well, who speaks for the black community? It'd be like saying the white community. You know how many different views there are of white people and black people? It's just this collectivist view. Oh, the black mouth will tell us what we do. But if someone else is offended, well, then it doesn't matter. Well, let me tell you who came up with this. A bunch of white people to jack with everybody. Because they wanted to exterminate all the blacks. They had to buy them off, get control of them, get them on welfare. It's all been declassified. It's all admitted. Margaret Sanger, whole nine yards. You can read thousands of pages of white papers. Just go to the Colgate Foundation, others. Read the Procter & Gamble stuff, all of it. And they've done a job. You can sit there and go, half the black people are aborted. I don't care. Shut up, white. I saw a poop swastika. I'm like, okay, but there's a whole plan to kill everybody. Let's just shut up. I don't care about that. Rachel Maddow didn't say a word about that. Reverend Sharpton didn't say a word about that. Well, fluoride, shut up. And there's no black lobby out there worried about fluoride or vaccines or anything. No. Because the NAACP is there to keep black people on the plantation. Does that mean every member of the NAACP is a bad guy? No, they don't know what's going on like everybody else. Everybody's being targeted. Everybody's getting screwed over. All right, I got to stop. I said I would interrupt it. It's just too incredible. Let's go back to the piece.
Okay, the problem is who is being offended. Like, is it, like, the non-black community or is it the black community? Because if the black community is offended, then I would be more for changing it than if, like, someone who wasn't black was offended. You know, because they're the only ones who get to decide whether or not something has offensive connotations to them. Because they're the community that has lived through the historical implications.
Do you think we should rename Black Friday?
You're talking to her smartphone.
No.
No.
Why is that? Have you checked your privilege?
Well, actually, I'm going to reverse that statement. Now that I actually thought it through, I could see where racism would come up.
There should definitely be a new name for it. I'm not sure, but any ideas? Well, something that would be more color neutral? Or,
I mean, I wouldn't go color then, since that's still, like, race implied, I guess.
No, if people agree with that opinion, then yeah, of course, it's not right. But what would they change it to? Do you have any ideas?
African-American Friday.
Okay. That's a good potential.
You gotta have something that has a ring to it.
Yeah, that's the thing. You can't think of anything that has a ring to it. At least they didn't use the N-word.
The annual Walmart brawl. How about that?
And this is because the perceived special, they want to believe they're about to win the lottery. They want to believe that they were winners, that they got the magic ticket, even though it's one of the worst days to shop, on average. There are some stores that do give good deals, but overall, one of the worst. Look it up.
I mean, why would anybody go? It sounds like an awful way to spend a day.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Getting beat up. Maybe they call it Black Friday because you have to be like a black belt in karate to, you know.
That could be it.
Discount day. Don't kill each other day, please.
That's not for me to decide. That's for the community to decide what is and isn't offensive to them and what's in a suitable replacement.
Oh, she can't
racist
decide.
Or not racist?
It's the community.
Not racist.
I think people would have to speak up. And if people were to say something, if it was something that was heard by the population, I think people would sympathize with it if it was something that they felt was racist.
So even if it's not necessarily true, though, I see a lot on college campuses right now, a lot of things are happening because of the way people feel, because they're offended, because it's so, you know, it upsets them the way they feel, even though it might not necessarily be truth or no evidence to it.
If someone is generally finds something, like, offensive, then we should find, like, the best way to, like, accommodate everyone and the way that we act with each other and the way we speak, because they go kind of hand in hand, I think. So, yeah, if they want something to change, then I think it's for the better.
If it makes people feel better, go for it.
You think this is a smart direction we're going in?
Hopefully he is.
Feelings over facts?
We should do facts over feelings first, and I hope it is a fact, because we're in a college age. If they don't know what they're talking about, then...
Lower prices and don't kill each other. Everything must go.
As long as it's racist.
All right, that's Leanne McAdoo's report. The unedited video, without me interrupting, will be up on InfoWars.com. So will this version as well. Stay with us. Morning.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
As your body ages, there's a 10% decline in your ability to repair each passing decade after the age 28. By age 40, your ability to repair from demanding manual labor, exercise, or a stressful desk job has declined by 12%. By using One World Way, you supercharge your body's ability to repair and eliminate inflammation. Our unique frequency-encoded whey protein, coupled with our high-quality whey, improves your cell's ability to make protein, which is to say, repair itself.
My name is Jonathan Wright, and I'm 40 years old. I recently went from a desk job to a manual labor job. Normally I'm worn out. With Energy Enhanced One World Whey, I now recover so quickly that I can perform very hard work all day long. I use Energy Enhanced One World Whey for breakfast and lunch, and I experience less hunger throughout the day. I have a 30% increase in energy, and I just feel better. I plan to make Energy Enhanced One World Whey a permanent part of my lifestyle.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
My fellow patriots, anyone that listens to my broadcast for any length of time knows that I can't stand Black Friday, a mindless, idiotic exercise in pure blind consumerism. I'm for prosperity. I'm for having good products that make our lives better, but I don't just mindlessly worship the holiday where we're supposedly getting the best deal ever, and statistics show it's one of the worst days to shop. That's why we are taking the InfoWar to the next level and actually making InfoWarsStore.com Black Friday a super deal. Everything in the store gets free shipping right through the weekend of Black Friday and into next week. Store-wide free shipping on everything, and we're offering some of the best deals ever on nutraceuticals like DNA Force, 33% off. You're getting super high-quality products at the lowest prices, and you're getting free shipping. InfoWarsStore.com. Check it out today or call 888-253-3139.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Waging war on corruption is Alex Jones.
It's the time of the season when love runs high. In this time, give it to me easy and let me try with pleasured hands. Take you in this time to promised lands, to show you everyone.
Jakari Jackson hosting today, and he has got a bunch of special reports he's going to be premiering. He's in there getting a ton of breaking news analysis that he's going to be going over. So a big rundown in the fourth hour today with InfoWars Nightly News anchor hosting the radio side of things, Jakari Jackson. We're going to be going to our guest here in just a moment, Norm Singleton, who heads up Campaign for Liberty and was Ron Paul's legislative director for a long time. They are quarterbacking, my favorite word, a move to continue to audit the Fed. They've gotten very close to it. So we're going to be talking to him here in just a minute. First off, we just talked about Black Friday. You go to USA Today, Wall Street Journal, Consumer Reports, and get different views on it, but it's all pretty much the same. The best time of the year to buy products is cyclically after big holidays and when it's a slow time of the year. That could be the middle of the summer. It could be in the spring. It depends on what you're buying. If you're buying gardening furniture or garden furniture or pool furniture, you want to buy it in the winter. If you're buying a boat, it was like 15 years ago, I bought a modest fishing ski boat, and I bought it in the winter, and people couldn't believe the price I got. I mean, I got like quarter off on it because I bought it in the winter. Talked to a guy about the same thing. It was a lot more as he bought it in the summer. Houses cost more in the summer. People just sell more houses in the summer. Prices go up for homes in the summer. But bottom line, Black Friday is not one of the best times to go out and buy. And folks like Walmart and others have been caught jacking up prices the week before, then lowering them the week of. But it's still just the regular price. When we have sales at InfoWarsStore.com or the nutraceutical site, InfoWarsLife.com, I mean, when it says 25% off on the new Deep Cleanse product that's so popular, that's 25% off. When we say 30% off Brain Force, that's already off the discounted price. 33% off DNA Force. It's all available at InfoWarsLife.com through next Monday, right through Black Friday weekend. Your purchase helps fund this operation. And, of course, our free market hope is we'll sell even more because it's priced so good that we won't lose money. Because the goal is to fund this operation and give you really high-quality products. Survival Shield X2, Super Male and Female Vitality, all of it really amazing. Read the 5-star reviews. Check out the informational videos. But whether it's water filtration systems like the Alexa Pure Pro or the Pro Pure G2 or storable foods, it's all free shipping. And free shipping on storable foods is a big deal, obviously, because it's heavy. InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com. So free shipping and big discounts across the board. InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com, or 888-253-3139. Now, continuing in the fight, at the top of the pyramid controlling this country is the private run-for-profit quasi-governmental Federal Reserve. It has quasi-governmental powers. And we have famous clips, we ought to cue that up, of Greenspan saying on the Lehrer News Hour that Congress has no authority over the Fed. It's independent fourth branch of government. It's three branches, folks, not the Fed. 1913, same year we got the income tax. No mistake there. And Ron Paul went from being in Congress back in 96 and getting no co-sponsors to passing it in the House, going to the Senate. For people like Bernie Sanders, who claimed he was for it, killed it. Never forget that. He claims he's against the big banks. He's full of it. Got Brad Pitt out talking about the big banks. Yeah, sure. Every time they do that, they pass regulations shutting down local banks. Norm Singleton worked for Congressman Ron Paul from 97 to 2012. He served as legislative aide on education and workforce issues for Congressman Paul. When he became Congressman Paul's legislative director, a position he held until Congressman Paul left Congress. Mr. Singleton also served as a volunteer policy director for the Ron Paul 2012 presidential campaign. Prior to working for Ron Paul, Mr. Singleton worked for the National Right to Work Committee. Mr. Singleton graduated cum laude from Washington and Jefferson College with a degree in economics. And I'm not going to go through all of his background. He's also a University of Pittsburgh School of Law graduate, campaignforliberty.org, and he's heading up the move to audit the Fed. Here is the article, Congress takes key step to audit the Fed, but will it actually happen? Well, that's up to you, folks. You notice we got rid of Boehner, didn't we? I mean, so two steps forward, one step back. It's better than two steps back. So we're moving forward thanks to you, and that's why Norm Singleton's here. First off, hope you have a great Thanksgiving, sir, and want to commend you for all your stalwart effort in the fight for liberty. Tell us about the current battle lines to try to get rid of the private central bank.
Thank you, sir, and happy Thanksgiving to you, and happy Thanksgiving to all of your listeners. It's a real pleasure to be on the show. Several weeks ago, Senator Rand Paul introduced a new version of Audit the Fed, And he used a little Senate procedure called Rule 14, where he senator can get up and object to the third reading of the bill and have it placed directly on the Senate calendar, which means that at any given time, and we understand it's going to be sometime in the next 2 to 3 weeks, the Senate can be forced to vote on it. The reason Senator Paul did this is because the Audit the Fed bill has been tied up in committee, and there are a couple of Fed apologists on the banking committee, real strong Fed apologists. Senator Bob Corker of Tennessee has been an opponent of Audit the Fed. He's on the committee. And Elizabeth Warren, who is another one who, like Senator Sanders, claims to be for transparency, claims to be an opponent of crony capitalism and the big banks, yet she opposes opening the books of the really facilitator of crony capitalism, which is Audit the Fed.
Yes, sir.
Which is why, and so Campaign for Liberty is right now doing an effort to collect as many petitions as possible. We've already sent in over 70,000. We're trying to get more. You can go to our website, campaignforliberty.org. And in the spirit of the season, people can enter and win an AR-15. Anyone who signs a petition will be automatically entered into the drawing for a great AR-15. And you can this would make a great Christmas present to give to someone who is desiring of a firearm. You can maybe win a gun and help Campaign for Liberty's efforts to pass Audit the Fed. So that is really a win-win for everybody who values individual liberty and limited government.
Well, that only makes it that much better as it promotes the Second Amendment and also, you know, puts a stick in the eye of the victim disarmament folks. But you know, I can play the MSNBC clips, too, and CNBC, where they admit we're all ruled by central banks. They now appoint the leaders of Europe, basically. I mean, it just gets crazier and crazier. But since we're pushing for this again, you probably should, since you've been there since the beginning, sir, maybe chronicle the saga where we've come from nowhere to the one-yard line in sudden death overtime with 30 seconds on the clock because things are getting close to collapsing. But we're very close to getting this audit. I mean, what an idea that we actually audit this private run-for-profit institution that admittedly has given trillions to offshore banks of U.S. taxpayer-backed money. I mean, this is just crazy.
Right. What we this started during the – well, back in the – of course, Congressman Paul was first inspired to run when Nixon closed the gold standard, and he saw the dangers of our moving to a completely Fed-dominated fiat currency system. And throughout the 70s and 80s, he has been a voice for real monetary reform, for Federal Reserve transparency, and then for as a stepping stone to transforming back to market-driven currencies. And for years, though, in the House of Representatives, he was the only one who would bring these issues up at Fed hearings. He would challenge Greenspan and Bernanke, and he was kind of dismissed, kind of laughed at. And then two things happened in 07 and 08. One, which I know you, everybody in your audience, I know remembers both of these events. One was his tremendous run for the presidency, and that, of course, really shocked a lot of people, including a lot of us on Dr. Paul's staff and in his inner circle when we saw him talking to college students, and they were chanting, end the Fed. They were waving copies of books by Murray Rothbard and Ludwig von Mises and F.I. Hayek. And it just this turned out to be just this tremendous grassroots movement that caught on that was just waiting for someone like Ron Paul to emerge on the national scene and talk about and tell the truth about our monetary policy, our foreign policy, our deficits. And then right after that, there was the great meltdown, the great housing crash, the great explosion of the bubble, followed by the big bailouts. And that was what really proved to a lot of people that Ron Paul was right. In fact, I remember being in the congressional office in those days, and there was a lot of mainstream journalists who wanted to talk to Dr. Paul. And the tenor of the interviews was, well, we laughed at you 6 months ago when you told us this was going to happen, but it turns out you were right. So what did you see that the rest of us didn't see? And, of course, they didn't like Dr. Paul's answers. But out of that campaign, he founded Campaign for Liberty, and since day one, Campaign for Liberty's signature issue has been to audit the Fed. It's passed the House twice. Unfortunately, we were never able to get it through the Senate, which is why the Senate vote is a big deal. Because if we get it, even if there's a vote on the Senate, at least you'll do what politicians really hate, which is be on record on an issue that might alienate a power.
Sure, we've gone from nowhere to almost winning, and so we need to really push hard now because as things get more and more out of control with the private run-for-profit Federal Reserve System and its sister outfits in Europe, we need them to get the discrediting that is their due, obviously. But for folks that don't keep track of this, let me just give people a minute or two synopsis, and I want to see if you concur with it. Ron Paul and what you and his supporters and I and countless others were able to do was actually fill the vacuum because of controlled Republican and Democratic groups that existed with something that was pro-America, pro-freedom, pro-free market, anti-crony capitalist, starting when Ron Paul first ran for president 10 years ago or so or longer. Of course, he ran before that back in the late 80s. But now we're at this point where we've gotten a lot of good Tea Party people elected that are more Campaign for Liberty style and who aren't the Republican fake counterfeit Tea Party. And that's the main enemy of the Republican and Democratic leadership. And they admit they're scared of the Libertarian Patriot move to unseat them. So the real opposition is state governments, local governments, and federally the Campaign for Liberty coalition. And that's why you get Rand Paul demonized, why they ignore him, why they attack him, why they do all of that, is because they know he's another representation of that. And so that's why it's so important for people to be involved with Campaign for Liberty, to be involved with Rand Paul's campaign, to be involved because win, lose, or draw, we're injecting the real issues. That, hey, government's too big. Hey, we've devalued the dollar. Hey, we can't take from the next generation to give to ourselves. But now we've been hearing, hey, the next generation for 30, 40 years. We're now here. We're about to pay the comeuppance. And you're a smart guy. And talking to a lot of other smart people, Norm Singleton of CampaignForLiberty.org, what do you think, A, about what I just said, is that true? But B, about how serious this global financial meltdown really is?
I think that your analysis is spot on. The Republican establishment, they do not like the Tea Party group. They certainly don't like the Liberty movement. I was on the floor of Tampa in 2012 when they did the rules change and Speaker Boehner read from the teleprompter. I know you remember this, Alex.
Yes.
Read from the teleprompter that the ayes have it, and it was clear if you were on the floor, that was debatable to say the least. And the reason that audit the Fed is become an issue that most Republicans actually support is because of Campaign for Liberty's mobilization of all those Americans that were woken up by Dr. Paul to put pressure on Congress. And that's why it is important that people go to campaignforliberty.org, check us out, check out our issues, our activities. We were very recently, just last month, we were very involved, and I think we might have been the only organization that really tried to fight this god-awful budget deal and stand up with Rand Paul and other Tea Party senators like Ted Cruz to try to stop this awful budget deal, which was a repudiation of everything that the Liberty Movement had been fighting for and everything that the Tea Party was supposed to believe in. On the financial collapse, I think that there's a lot of reason to be worried about the global economy. When you look at Greece, when you look at the reports coming out about the Fed and how the Fed keeps saying, oh, an interest rate hike is just around the corner, but not now, and they always find an excuse. And I will bet that they will use the global instability and the panic of ISIS to say next month, we're going to have to delay our rate increase because right now, with the fear in the markets, just like they used 9/11, after 9/11, that's when Greenspan really, again, pumped up the money creation to do that. But we really won't know what their evaluation of the situation is and what deals they may or may not have made with, say, Greece or the EU to bail them out, to bail out Wall Street firms in the event that this thing really, that we do experience another 08 or worse, until we pass the audit bill. And unfortunately, and there was a story yesterday, it's up on our blog, about how the Fed leaks sometimes confidential information to certain investors as a way of testing how their policies will be received by the marketplace.
Yeah, that's a nice way of saying insider trading.
Yeah, exactly. If you or I did that, we'd go to jail. It wasn't what Martha Stewart went to jail for. She went to jail for allegedly lying to the Fed. But this is just outrageous. And this is a totally rigged economy.
I want to go out to break and do one more segment with you on this. Here is Alan Greenspan 6-7 years ago on Lehrer NewsHour after he left the Fed and Bernanke taking over, saying that they're above the law and Congress cannot audit them. Here it is.
I have the ideology because I believe that it is the best way of coming at the world and what type of policy.
What is the proper relationship? What should be the proper relationship between a chairman of the Fed and a president of the United States?
Well, first of all, the Federal Reserve is an independent agency, and that means basically that there is no other agency of government which can overrule actions that we take. So long as that is in place and there is no evidence that the administration or the Congress or anybody else is requesting that we do things other than what we think is the appropriate thing, then what the relationships are don't frankly matter.
What a stunning statement. We're going to break. We're above the law. Everything's fine as long as we can do whatever we want. We're government, and no other government can get in our way, but they're private, owned by Europeans.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day, and the home security industry wants you to believe that's your only option. They've got hordes of salesmen out there trying to scare you into signing one of their long-term contracts. You get stuck writing huge checks month after month with no way out. It's robbery by contract, and it can cost you thousands. But there's a better way to protect your home. Simply Safe Home Security. Simply Safe has no contracts. None. You'll get award-winning 24/7 protection, security professionals watching over your home, ready to instantly send police to the rescue for just $14.99 per month. That's less than half what most companies charge. Protect your home the smart way. Visit SimplySafeDefense.com today for an exclusive 10% offer and get a free keychain remote worth $25. Only when you go to SimplySafeDefense.com. SimplySafeDefense.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
They don't want to see us unite.
It's outrageous that our government's openly arming ISIS and Turkey shooting down Russian aircraft and blowing up rescue helicopters inside Syria. But it's even more outrageous that we, for 101 years, ought to be 102 years, have had a private secret banking consortium that calls itself the Fed. Imagine if I showed up at your house and I, in a uniform, I said, I'm the Fed. I'm going to run your life now. And I go, no, you're not. Yes, I am. I'm the Fed. Look, my name is Fed, like Federal Express or Federal Cleaners or Federal Ammunition. It's just so ridiculous. And then it just gives trillions to insiders at 0% interest, gives trillions in raw money to others, won't tell us who. And then Bernie Sanders is the champion of fighting it with Elizabeth Warren, and then they protect it. Then I got to have stupid, a so-called liberal on the street go, oh, you don't like Bernie Sanders, thought you don't like the Federal Reserve. I get emails like that, too, and I go, actually, Bernie Sanders protected it. No, they didn't. Why aren't you for Elizabeth Warren? Because she's a woman? It's just more of the same ignorance that just makes my blood boil. Rand Paul exposed that they were Al-Qaeda's Air Force. Rand Paul exposed ISIS. Ted Cruz jumped on board. Great. Now you're hearing some of that from Donald Trump. That's good. But regardless of where all this goes, it is political ignorance of the population that allows this. It is the ocean in which these frauds swim. Closing comments from Norm Singleton, one of the brains behind Campaign for Liberty and Ron Paul's success. In the last few minutes, what is your prognosis? Are you feeling good about the future, bad, or a mix of both?
A mix of both. I think that as as Dr. Paul likes to say, politicians are a lagging indicator on issues. There's a growing movement to change monetary policy, and again, Campaign for Liberty, campaignforliberty.org, is leading the charge on that. And I think that people, as more people wake up, as more people learn the truth, as Campaign for Liberty and the rest of the liberty movement grows, I think we could actually change some things. Hopefully we'll do it before there's a major crash. So I would just encourage everyone to go to campaignforliberty.org, sign our petition, enter to win a free AR-15. And I would also wish you and all your listeners a very happy Thanksgiving. And those people who are flying, my thoughts and prayers go with you as you endure what I'm sure is to be a, given recent events, an even worse abuse of our basic human dignity by the so-called Transportation Security Administration, or Gropers for Hire, which is something, which of course is something else Campaign for Liberty is working on. Get rid of the TSA. Truly privatize airport security. We shouldn't sacrifice our Fourth Amendment rights and our dignity just to fly on an airplane.
Well said. Have a great Thanksgiving, and hopefully join us more, Norm. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Norm Singleton, one of the brain masterminds behind Campaign for Liberty. They've just done incredible work. By the way, you know they flew in 150-something illegals out of Mexico and just dumped them off at JFK. That was mainstream news, CBS News. Said, oh, but... Oh, bring in, you know, hundreds of thousands of refugees, millions into Europe. Don't check anything, but what is this in your bag? It's a grape jelly. We can have you arrested. We got to grab your testicles. But instead they'll get more power out of the attacks when it's the stinking government not doing its job controlling the border. I'm a citizen. I pay taxes. I don't have a criminal record. Keep your hands off my testicles. Keep your hands off my daughters. Get it? We'll be back. Jakari Jackson's coming up, and I got 5 more minutes. I got more to say.
GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.